The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Let's see here. Let's talk about this real quick. The Posner versus Fetzer lawsuit is on. Well-known U.S. Marine officer, vet, former CIA officer, and intel expert, web host, blah, 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 blah. Robert David Steele reports on the Posner versus Fetzer lawsuit. I'm going to have to get a hold of Dr. Fetzer and have him come on and give us the intel, as much as he can. Professor Fetzer is the editor of the Amazon banned book Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. Posner is suing Fetzer over Fetzer's published conclusion that the death certificate Posner provided to researcher Kelly Watt is a fabrication, for which he adduce multiple reasons in chapter 11 of this well-known book, which anyone can download for free as a PDF. On November 27th, the Minneapolis law firm Mesh Besher and Spence LTD filed a lawsuit against Professor James Fetzer on behalf of its client, Leonard Posner. Mesh Besher. I wonder what ethnicity Mesh Besher is. Anybody want to guess? Okay. For defamation, Professor Fetzer was properly served on 29 November 2018. Under Wisconsin law, a defendant has 45 days to submit a response, which would make it imperative that I reply by 11 January 2019 with either an answer or a motion to dismiss. He filed an answer rather than a motion to dismiss on 4th of January because he did not want the case to be dismissed. Fetzer wants to have a formal legal resolution to this issue once and for all. Posner previously sued Wolfgang Halbig, former school superintendent, highway patrolman, and top school safety expert, for his claims about Sandy Hook being a hoax. Halbig is reported to have scheduled a video deposition for Posner, who never showed up and then dropped the lawsuit. This has caused some researchers, investigative journalists, to wonder if Lenny Posner is a pseudonym. So naturally, folks following this case will like to see him positively ID'd as to who he really is, if he is not Lenny Posner. Okay? So just giving you guys a a little interesting follow-up there, or a little intel drop that I just saw not that long ago about I'll try to get a hold of Dr. Fetzer and see if he wants to come on and talk for maybe an hour next week if we can. We'll go ahead and open the phones up, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. But, Ken, before you worry about answering the phone, remember all the stuff about baby powder and giving women cervical cancer and all that good stuff? The lawsuits and everything. Well, clip 8, Ken, if you get that ready. Corbett came up with this one. This came out of Reuters this week. Let's roll clip 8 real quick.
With a very flashy report from Reuters that made its way into the news feed in December. Johnson & Johnson knew for decades that asbestos lurked in its baby powder. And this is a very voluminous Reuters investigation, and here's the couple-sentence summary. J&J Johnson & Johnson has been compelled to share thousands of pages of company memos, internal reports, and other confidential documents with lawyers for some of the 11,700 plaintiffs now claiming that the company's talc caused their cancers, including thousands of women with ovarian cancer. As a Reuters examination of many of those documents, as well as deposition and trial testimony, shows that from at least 1971 to the early 2000s, the company's raw talc and finished powders sometimes tested positive for small amounts of asbestos, and that company executives, mine managers, scientists, doctors, and lawyers fretted over the problem and how to address it while failing to disclose it to regulators or the public. Now, this, as I say, is a very voluminous report and some interesting, I don't know if I'll use the term bombshell, but some very interesting information about Johnson & Johnson, what it knew about its baby powder for a long time. But this will, of course, come as no particular.
So, you know, who knows what's in any of this crap that we get from these corporations, folks? You know, you really got to respect the people that raise their own food and do their own thing on their own, well, their own land that they're renting, depending on the state that they live in. If you got property taxes, you really never even own your own land because you don't pay those taxes, boy. Guess who's going to come kick you off of that land and seize it? So, crazy stuff. Now, let's get clip 14 ready, Ken. And then we'll pull Jeff on up and we'll holler at him. Let's roll 14 real quick.
Democrats led by U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein on Wednesday rolled out their most sweeping assault weapons ban proposal since 1994. The planned assault weapons ban of 2019 targets the sale, transfer, manufacture, and importation of military-style assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition magazines, as defined by the clinically insane California Democrat and her co-sponsors, Senators Chris, they call me a sellout, Murphy, and Richard, I love my security detail, Blumenthal of Connecticut. Murphy, who in the past has spoke out against what he termed the imaginary Second Amendment, said, "This past year, we've seen Americans rise up and demand Congress change our gun laws. Banning assault weapons would save lives."
Gee, Wally, if they were really into banning things that saved lives, you'd think they'd want to save as many lives as possible and just go ahead and ban fists, knives, cars, blunt objects, and alcohol. Oh, you say they already tried the alcohol thing and it was a complete disaster? Besides outlawing 205 gun models by name, remember, Frankenstein's original 1994 ban only listed around 20 specific models. The proposal would also define...
You can stop it. So Blumenthal, stolen honor, Blumenthal, this guy that, you know, they people were clowning during the Kavanaugh hearings, This guy and then Feinstein. I don't know what it is with these communist Jews. I mean, they're just, you know, Feinstein has the Chinese driver for all these years, the spy, commie China. I mean, isn't that just, you know, another you know, hair on the camel's back, proving this relationship with the communist Chinese and basically the worldwide Jewish community, Bolshevik Jewish community. It's just hilarious. I mean, it's sad that so many people, you know, still fall for this, but it's just sick. Let's take Jeff. Come on up, Jeff.
Robert, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. What's on your mind,
hey,
man?
Okay, all right, so I wanted to read...
Hold on. Before you start, what's the boom, boom, boom in the latest Q drops? What do you think the four booms are?
I don't really kind of try and figure those things out, Robert, because there's really too much going on, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg basically is...
That's
is
one
a
of
problem.
Them, probably, yeah.
Right, and then you've got all these other things. Dave Janda, basically, I don't know if Ken sent you that audio, but... he said that Trump basically delayed his currency reset exit one day. He was going to leave December 24th. And supposedly, this is Dave Janda now. It's about a week ago. If you listen to his link, basically he said that 8 world leaders, the NSA found out, were targeted for assassination on the same day, basically Christmas, right? And basically Trump delayed his exit one day, and then basically, did you see the transponder when it basically went dark over Hungary?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it might have went down to Orban or someone like that. Any of these guys that are trying to break away from the UN, these guys are probably targeting them. And, I mean, it could have been any of these Christian nations that are basically trying to end globalism, like what Putin's got going on, what the guy in Brazil's got going on.
I figure Duterte in Philippines is one of them too.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So he basically him and David Wilcock and these other Wilcock, I think is the pronunciation, are getting all these intel drops from people in controlled media outflows, kind of like what Sarah A. Carter does and what John Solomon does. Okay, there's a very select list of who gets what information. I've never been on that list, okay? I'm just scrounging like you and me and everyone else is trying to do. Okay, yeah. But let me read this real quick for the Flat Earth thing that you brought about the Earth, all right? And this is from James McCaney's book from 2007, The Physics of the Earth and Sun Weather, all right? It says, an X-ray camera with a narrow field of vision was scanned across the solar disk. Each pixel was recorded across the full spectrum of the X-ray sensitivity of the X-ray camera. The first pixel, since it was only at the very edge of the sun, represented X-rays that were generated at the very top layer of the solar atmosphere. Moving into the next square pixel, these X-rays included a source of deeper portion within the sun and the X-ray from the surface that were recorded on the previous measurements. The third reading in the box on the edge of the disk would include X-rays, I got to zoom in for a second, were generated deeper in the core of the sun. So by subtracting off the X-rays that were known to be coming from the exterior part of the sun from the first two readings, this left in the data for only those X-rays generated from the third level deeper in many atmosphere of the sun. This process continued as they scanned across the disk of the sun. The end result of this very simple experiment that can be reproduced by any high school student today showed clearly that the core of the sun was cooler than the visible solar surface. In addition, as they as they reached a certain level within the core of the sun, the X-ray signature became flat. In other words, there was a solid core-like structure in the sun that had a cool and constant X-ray signature, implying that this was in fact a solid, cool core or planetary type of core within the center of the sun. Their data showed that the core was approximately half of the size of the Earth that we see. Okay. So this is kind of coming down to what you call the pole shift thing, all right?
Okay.
So this is the data that came from Russian experts that were relayed to McCaney, you know, 20 years ago, and he'd been working on it, and it matches his – he was essentially the founder of the electrostatic universe. What Nikola Tesla was working on, what these Thunderbolts guys, you know, copied his work pretty much. But, you know, the Earth basically has the same sort of structure – in its core, all right? You got a solid thing that's a certain number of degrees. Because what happens as we go through the universe, we cut across lines of flux like transformer windings, okay? And as the sun's output is going down, so is the Earth's output. So what happens is the magnetic field of the Earth drops also, just like the sunspot level. You understand the correlation I'm just trying to get to with what I read you from? This is a hard to get a hold of book. If you don't have it personally, you'll never find it. That's why I wanted to read it on air. Okay, so that's essentially what's going on with the flux issues. So the real thing comes down to is that what happens when the core basically kind of stops for a second, and then the magnetic field disappears, and then you got a lot of cosmic rays and X-rays come through. Right, cosmic rays are 50% of the cloud formation in the surface of the Earth. Okay, when the sun gets less sunspots, you get more clouds on Earth because there's more cosmic rays that can come through because it's transformer action. Okay, so I just wanted to put that out for just the general comment on these guys trying to scare people with pole shifts and stuff. All right, if you look at the Mayan calendar, it's essentially an eight step clock about this 200,000 year thing that the guy was just talking about on the pole rotations.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that has to do with work by Eric Dollard on four-quadrant math. But what's going on right now is you see Bolton basically is trying to blow up any of the negotiations by saying everything's contingent on what I say. And Putin basically is trying to basically calm down the stuff as Trump, I think, is trying to stop the wars, but the deep state doesn't want to allow him to have it. Okay? And
right.
what we see is that the guy in Brazil is whacking these guys just like Duterte was, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
And so he's going against all this, you know, Joel Skousen's The Naked Communist that you just read earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
He's actually ripping up that playbook, all right?
Yeah,
and these guys don't know what to do about it, okay? Because the other guys have the guns, all right? Only the criminals, like the Fast and Furious guys, have been able to, you know, get guns run in from, like, containerized things from, like, CIA and these other guys and Soros. Those are the guys actually with the guns, but, you know, the military will overwhelm those guys. And so they're basically a shoot-to-kill thing. If someone has a rifle in Brazil, okay, they're going to be dead. Okay, so if they're carrying around a rifle pointing it at someone, they're going to be taken out. So this is like...
Yeah, I was listening to him. I was listening to him, and he's like, yeah, we got plenty of room in graves.
Yeah. Remember, this guy got stabbed at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, he got shanked.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, so the deal that we're really working on is... These guys down in Puerto Rico, okay, remember the hurricane was created to go through Puerto Rico to get rid of all the IRS records. In fact, we destroy all the IRS records. And then they moved to Mariana Island, supposedly. They incorporated in the Mariana Islands because it's a collection facility for the deep state, you know, for just the income tax, for skimming off the... Remember the Grace Report from the 80s where none of the taxes ever paid anything, you know? Remember, it was just a filter to suck money out to basically keep the collapse in controlled manner, because central banks only last for about 80 years, right? So what you got going on is you're going to see all the gold issues that are going on in China, Russia, South Africa, Brazil. These guys have about 75 days left on this 90-day window. If you count December 21st, Robert, Anna's basically shown in some of her work that the District of Columbia has to be closed for 90 days. Okay, did you ever kind of come across that?
I've been hearing all these length of basically things have to be shut down for this period in order for this to happen.
Here's what Anna says directly. I tried to mention a little bit, but it says, if the word out of Washington D.C. is true, a gang of 50 Federal Reserve operatives embedded in the Treasury Department tried to pull a New Year's Eve push to, and that would have resulted in stealing another $5 trillion from. Remember the $21 trillion that Catherine Austin Fitz is searching for, the $2.3 trillion that, you know, Rumsfeld talked about on September 10th.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. So basically, they tried to do a pullout of this stuff, and then Anna says that these guys are basically going to be closed for 90 days. So when you look at the Democrats. People down in Puerto Rico with 107 lobbyists.
Yeah, I'll party in there.
They're trying to figure out how to overturn what Anna's working on, right? And Anna basically has shown that Trump, basically with his national emergency, he's going to roll in where the old Constitution is brought back in, from the looks of it, and the 107 lobbyists and the people in Congress are basically trying to figure out how can they stop that. Now, the reason why he's saying that I can declare a national emergency at any time. Well, he's already got the person thing down. Now, you'll notice the divorce of Bezos and his wife are basically to save the shares of Amazon from the December 21st, 2017 trafficking person corruption thing. Okay, everyone right now, because it's all digital money, is looking at all their lifetimes of work going down the drain because of that executive order, right? And they're trying to protect it as much as possible. So you're not going to basically see these guys. So Trump is basically hammering home that I'm in the White House all this time, every day, and the Democrats, just like the guy from New Jersey down there, is photographed on the beach with a young kid, you know, like he got in trouble for. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, Bob Menendez,
Oh, absolutely. All right. So this is essentially the game of, let's call it Name of Thrones is what we're working on, is as they try and basically get a new corporation name, that Anna's been explaining since the bankruptcy in 1999. The PNAC document in the early 90s, the mid-90s, basically, they saw the United States was going to come out of bankruptcy in 1999. They said, we've got to have another 100-year war to basically, this is World War III that the Masons did from Albert Pike, to basically make it so that no one could ever survive and live and essentially get their common law rights back to having their foot on the land as a citizen, okay? So the Bush basically rolled over on December 4th, it looks like, about all the stuff from from 9/11 because these guys trapped Cheney and Rumsfeld looked like they were the real masterminds behind trapping, you know, Bush is dumb, okay?
Yeah.
He's not a smart guy, okay? He had a drug problem, got some other issues. So,
booze, yeah.
Right. So here they set him up, and you if you watch when he's reading that goat book down in Florida, and Andrew Card comes up and talks in his ear, he's basically figuring out right then that he just got set up. You know?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting kind of angle.
Right, okay, I'm just saying. Okay, so he's the odd man out now, and so when you look at essentially those, if those indictments were delivered during the funeral, and basically he knew that they were going to be delivered, and he tells Jeb, yeah. Okay, William Barr is in there because he was essentially a go-to guy that wasn't going to basically take a deputy attorney general that Bush Sr. wanted to put in place. So what we get now is it looks like the Bush 43 is basically turning state's evidence against these guys on the 9/11 stuff and anything he knows about, going to save part of the Bush family, but he's going to throw the Clintons and the Obamas, you know, under the bus, right?
Yeah.
And so this is essentially what's kind of, I think, the real strategy that you see going on. And the Democrats are basically hiding offshore to basically, like, not get blackwatered. Okay, you know, we're coming.
Yeah, yeah.
All these guys are getting worried about rendition issues. Remember, Dai Phi Chai saying, we got to shut down Gitmo, all right? In her tweet the past couple, 2 or 3 days. Did you ever see that, Robert?
Uh-uh.
Oh, yeah. These guys know what Gitmo is. And if you go to that YouTube channel, buy_the book, you know, you'll see that basically all the stuff is kind of coming true. Now, Robert, you asked me if JFK Jr. was still alive, and I said, Robert, I got no idea, and I won't believe anything until I see it. Well, this alludes to some of that stuff. Now, that's far out without any other evidence. I don't really care. But I'm just telling you that it aligns up with a lot of things that are going on. So that's really the only things I had for you. The Earth basically operates just like the sun. The solar corona of the sun is where the hydrogen and helium are fused together, and you got like a 2-million-degree furnace. And this is what essentially William Lyon was doing in Pentagon Aliens, in his books that I've talked about on air, on the anti-gravity craft from World War II and stuff, and what Nikola Tesla knew some things about, right? So so these technologies are getting ready to be released because this is what David Wilcock said. In his disclosures, all the stuff from the World War II anti-gravity craft, remember the Foo Fighter band?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The Foo Fighters were nicknamed of the Fireflies that traveled 1,200 miles an hour in a circle around the B-17s to try and get their ignitions to cut out and dump their bomb load before they got over their targets. Because they're doing all this genocide with all the, you know, the firebombing of Dresden and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. These guys were just wiping out citizens for their birth certificate wealth, right? So the birth certificate wars that Anna basically been fighting for 20 years is almost over, it looks like to me. Now, Dave Janda said a world figure was visited right when Trump was coming back. Robert, that could have been the Pope.
Okay? Oh.
So go back and listen to it. I gave a link to Ken, and you can maybe
study it later. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, love you, man. Thanks.
All right, man. See you, Jeff. Bye. All right. Let's take the White Rose in Colorado.
Hey, Robert. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I got two or three points I'd like to make, and then plug my website if I can afterwards. Somehow I vaguely remember that this guy Lenny Posner.
Yeah.
Was on the Today Show with Katie Kirk when she was on the Today Show years and years ago, and supposedly he had a kid that died then
right.
from
yeah.
some kind of disease. Is that do I remember?
Yeah,
correctly?
Well, there's a lot of you? Yeah, there's a lot of confusion, but you could be right there. He allegedly had a property really nearby, and some people, you know, while the operation, this capstone operation was going down, that a bunch of people ended up at his house, but he lost a son, allegedly Noah, all that. So yeah,
okay.
But he
okay,
dropped his lawsuit against Wolfgang Halbig. He wouldn't show up. And quite fascinating stuff up there in Connecticut.
Because he's a shill. So the next point is, In the Urantia book, U-R-A-N-T-I-A, which I've read seven or eight times, 2,097 pages, it says that, yes, the sun, inside the sun, is a giant X-ray machine, and the temperature inside the center of the sun is much, much, much cooler than the surface.
Interesting.
Just a few thousand degrees. So that point that he said was true also. And then the third thing I want to say is that when Trump came on the TV and said, let us not be concerned with these wild conspiracy theories.
Oh, Bush, you mean, yeah. At the UN.
When W came on, he said, don't be concerned. Basically, he committed treason.
He said, let us not tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
So basically, he committed treason when he made that statement. That was a treasonous statement against we the people.
Sure.
So then I would like to say, please visit my website, and if you like what you see on my website, send a contribution. I don't solicit contributions. I don't want anybody's legal fiction Federal Reserve digits. But if you like what you see on my website, please send some money to RBN. Okay, don't send me a dime. Don't send me nothing, but send some money to RBN. TheWhiteRose.SimpleSite.com. There's 15 pages on there of extremely important information for everybody to read. And please scroll down the front page to my testimony and read my testimony about what happened to me on July 5th, 1984 at 12 midnight. TheWhiteRose.SimpleSite.com. Simple Site is spelled S-I-M-P-L-E-S-I-T-E, and all lower cases and no spaces. Please check it out and send some money to RBN, because I can't afford to send any money. I'm living on a peanuts. I'm barely making it. I'm extremely destitute. I don't want your money, though. Send it to RBN.
Right on, man.
Okay?
All right, man. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for what you do. Thanks for everything you do. Bye.
All right. Thanks. We're coming up on break in a minute. Maybe I don't probably have time to play this, but I'm going to play it when we come back. We got a couple other callers I got to get to, but fascinating that, I got to get to this Biohacks International thing before the end of the show, too. This move to mark everybody is not going away. You know, we had the Three Square Market up there in Wisconsin where all these lemmings, employees of this corporation up there microchipping themselves, all these people in Sweden. And I've got a caller from Sweden coming up next after the bottom of the hour that are microchipping themselves. It's crazy to watch this march of, I talk about the African-American community and the Latino community here in the United States as kind of shock troops for Marxism. But I don't talk about the feminists enough as some really, really hardcore shock troops of the Marxists. And I was watching a lot of footage in Sweden and other places about how these women have gotten suckered in to be these communist Marxist revolutionaries, and it's sick. So we're going to take a caller from Sweden when we come back. Keep listening. Between the lines, feeling fine, but we're losing time.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We live in changing times. The sudden thoughts are now a crime. Power flows through an evil pen. When freedom's light is growing dim. One day if suddenly I'm forced to take my leave, will you still carry on with the things that we believe? One day if suddenly they take my life away, will you still be fighting to win a bright new day?
All right. Last half hour coming your way. Now, I got to plug this, and then we're going to take Ole in Sweden in a second. I stumbled upon Curse of the Omen, a documentary. It was done a while back about all the strange happenings. You know, the movie The Omen, 1976. It was released June 6, 1976. The 6 month, 6 day, 1976. And the strange things that were happening to the crew and people involved with the film. Gregory Peck, the big star, he signs on to the film right before they start shooting. His son blew his brains out, committed suicide. Animals on the set attacking people. planes going down, all kinds of strange phenomenon. So the movie The Omen, one of the strangest movies, it was, you know, Rosemary's Baby, The Exorcist, and The Omen. Those were some freaky movies that, you know, those of us that were older, and I grew up with them when I was all a kid. So, you know, imagine the psychological, who knows what you want to call it, damage or whatever was done to our whole generation, you know, right then. But Curse of the Omen, just check it out because it's very freaky. So let's take Ole in Sweden.
Hello.
We got Ole. Hello.
Hello, Robert. This long-time listener, first-time caller.
Awesome. Okay. So you're really from Sweden. We got to hash that out first. You're really from Sweden. Hello? Well, if he wants to call back in, well, I asked him if he's really from Sweden. He sounded had a kind of a Nordic accent there. Let me know if he calls back, Ken. But interesting. Let's take Timothy in Washington. Let's bring on Timothy.
Yeah, Robert, always a great show.
Thank you.
Boy, your numbers fly high. You own Sunday night, absolutely. So this is a two-part call, or maybe a three-part call. It's only going to take like 2 minutes, Robert. First 30 seconds, I want to do some radio art. So are you ready for some radio art?
Yeah, do it.
It's only going to take 20 seconds.
All right.
Okay. All right. This is John, Robert. It's a great show. I'm a little drunk right now, but, man, between your bumpers and your white boy warfare, man, it's a beautiful thing. Man, you white boys, you can fight. Now tell me, Robert. Tell me, son. You got combat boots on, don't you, boy? Don't you, son? You got combat suit, right? I had to do it, Robert. I had to do it. Anyways, so second part. And this is basically the hijacker going up against Jeff. But I don't know what it is, Robert, with people that are really smart like Jeff. And, I mean, Jeff is, like, running about 160 horsepower. I mean, he's probably got an IQ of 160.
Yeah.
And why he believes this, you know, heliocentric model of the Earth. I mean, he talks about the core of the Earth, when the deepest hole that we've actually dug or drilled down is actually in Russia. And you can
12,000 feet or something. Yeah,
where they
tapped into the hell, basically. That was kind of interesting. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know how.
From hell, and they had nervous breakdowns. They had to go to hospitals and stuff like that. And so, anyways, there is no curvature on the Earth. Only four. Jeff only has to spend 4 hours. I don't know who's captured him in the universe with Nibiru and pole flips and all the rest of this stuff. But there's no curvature on the Earth, folks. The stars remain the same. Doesn't matter if you go out, you know, in June and you take a look at the stars, they're going to be the same as you go out in December. You know, the pole star never moves. It's always there. It doesn't matter, you know, which side of the Earth is leaning on as far as the sun. It goes around. Now, I know, like, RBN doesn't like to talk about flat Earth, but the fact of the matter is there's overwhelming. I mean, it's just overwhelming, a mountain of evidence in which the people who believe in actual spinning ball Earth, they don't even have a real picture of the Earth hanging in space. They admit it. NASA admits it.
Well, let me say this. I'm not shutting you down. I own Edward Hendry's book, Greatest Lie Ever Told. I bought it from Tex Mars. Look, I watch quite a bit of stuff, and I throughout the, you know, the times that this thing really blew up into the zeitgeist. Look, I tell people, look, make up your own mind with it, because, but I'm not shutting you down.
Saying,
so, yeah, go ahead.
No, what I'm saying, Robert, it's getting to the point to where it's like overwhelming anybody that actually spends 4 hours, like 100 main of us have already done. and say, we're going to debunk this insane, crazy idea of a flat Earth. And then you actually go on and you start clicking buttons and you start saying, well, where is the curvature? Why don't the stars move? I mean, you know, why is all, you know, the 8 different pictures that NASA gives out, all different sizes of the United States? I mean, sometimes, you know, they take up like half the globe. I mean, it's ridiculous. But anyways, finally, Robert, just to wrap this up, because I know you got other calls, and you, boy, you got a great show, Robert. I wish you could go to 3 hours. I know for personal reasons you don't, but, you know, we really do miss you. Anyways, so as I'm looking at the fourth dimensional, basically, chess game of geopolitical and knowing the deep state, how deep it is, it does look like, Robert, they're getting ready to take us to a world war and an economic collapse. And
I mean, a lot of people are coming to that, you know, paradigm that the China thing, you know, Jerome Powell, Jesuit Jerome Powell over there at the Fed and all the strange stuff. You know, look, when you got this funny money casino called Wall Street, these people, they could wipe this thing out so quickly. All a few big players got to do is tinker with it a little bit, and you know what'll happen. So,
no, absolutely. I'm you know, we're taking a look at. In fact, the Russians are getting ready for war. The Chinese president Xi Jinping, he's told his troops, get ready. And so, you know, as this deep state plays out, now, can Trump make some sort of brilliant out-of-the-box move with this wall and then do like an economic summit with Russia, China, India, Japan, and, you know, actually go to sort of a Belt and Road model where they actually put a tunnel from Siberia to Alaska, tying the whole world together in rails, where they basically commercialize the whole Earth, every square foot. They basically commercialize it. I mean, there's supposed to be something like $100 trillion in infrastructure projects they could do worldwide. Will they go that model? It doesn't look like they're going to do it, Robert. So, anyways, you always have a great program, Robert, and anyways, I had to put that radio art in there. I'll try it out again maybe in a couple of weeks. But, man, you got the numbers, Robert. I just wish you could do like 4 hours a night. I mean, you got enough material. You take the best of the best of all the week, and you condense it down into your show, and it's a killer. It's a great show, Robert. Anyways, all right. Okay, God bless, Robert. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, man. Ken, let's get clip 4 ready, and it's only a couple minutes before I take the next call. Let's roll that. It's about DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency.
Well, the Pentagon and their agencies are constantly trying to conjure up new technologies, new devices. This time, one of their top-tier groups, DARPA, is working on building a conscious robot. And they're doing this by using insect brains. Now, they think that the bugs could hold the secret to a conscious experience. So they put out a call for these proposals to use the insect brains to control robots, because they could be used to create efficient new models for artificial intelligence. So there that is in the frame again, but also because they could be used to explore the meaning of consciousness.
All right, go ahead and stop it. Remember the movie with Gene Simmons, Runaway, where you had all those artificial spiders that would shoot the acid in you and kill you? Just think about the swarm concept, and then somehow, I mean, and this is the thing with the military going to save us, the Republic, and so forth, and they're locked in this, you know, cutthroat battle with the rest of the developed world for basically who's going to control this transhuman AI, nanotech, robotics future. It looks bleak. It's almost like where the Bible says, unless those days be shortened, no flesh should be saved. Very strange places we're going. Let's take Bruce in Texas.
Semper Fi, Robert.
Semper Fi, man. What's up?
All right. Yeah. First of all, I've hit on you this topic before about 9/11.
Yeah.
I told you I was a EMT firefighter the day that, that all that went down. And mm-hmm. I'll just never rest until at least enough people know what the hell's going on. And then we all.
Let me ask you this. What do you think about this dark overlord dump that's going down with these hackers and the, you know, you've been following that?
Yeah, I've been, I moved from the Daily Stormer to 4chan. I was there at the Daily Stormer for a long time under Panzerfast. I don't know if you frequented that forum or not. But we talked a couple of years ago, and he said, "Yeah, the alt right. They're down. They won't look at anything other than the Muslims and the official story." Well, that's changed. I've hammered that issue hard over there and changed some minds. And now I'm in 4chan, and yeah, I'm watching the Dark Overlord stuff. Now all that's based on insurance company records, and so I doubt anything earth shattering is going to come out of it. It's all going to conform with the official story. I mean, they might find something, but it's not going to be anything that's really going to have a major change in the general public's mind.
Yeah.
But 4chan is really going hard on the 9/11 truth lately. The POL, you know, politically incorrect section.
Yeah, yeah.
Just people go over there once in a while and take a look. It used to be just a bunch of retards. There's a bunch of trolls, but. There's some smart cookies there, and all the evidence of that James Fetzer laid out on his when he used to have a YouTube channel before that was shut down. With what's his name, that he had a partner that kind of went dark after a while.
Kevin Barrett.
No. Yeah, well, Kevin Barrett, but there was another
false,
one.
False Flag Weekly News, and I know you're talking about. He was a Navy guy.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, up from Minnesota somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, anyhow. But strontium and tritium, traces of uranium in the steel, the way it was melted down in the basements, the way the towers exploded, the bits of firefighters blocks away, gamma radiation burst affecting camera lenses, cars spontaneously catching on fire, you know. That's all being discussed there, and so I mean I'm a realist, you know. I don't think anyone's going to be hung from the gallows, you know. But at least we need to know the truth, you know. And I think it's finally coming out. There's a lot of people that are actually digging in deeper into that.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. You got a grand jury opened up now. Who knows what's going to happen there? You've got this. Well, Ken said it's hackers or white hats, which means basically people embedded within the system that are leaking this stuff under the guise of hackers. There's, you know, hey, look, whether you like Trump or not, since he's gotten in, there's been so much strange movement behind the scenes and so much crazy like warfare both above and below the surface. You know, whether you think Trump's just a shill or not, you still got to be entertained by this this crazy uncharted waters that we are, as far as those of us that have been paying attention for a while. So you know, Who knows what kind of kitchen sink that's going to be thrown at the country, whether it be EMP collapse, you know, this shutdown turns ugly. I mean, there's so many kind of tributaries where this thing could go down, and it's a wild time. But I look around at the people that we all have to live around, and you know, there comes to a point where their lack of vigilance, which is required for basically a society to maintain the basic foundations and structures of relative, what you would call, you know, in modern parlance, liberty. That, you know, there's a large swath of our people that don't deserve it. And so, and this is why I think things are moving towards this totalitarian, platform, is because so many people have just given up and have become nihilists and don't even give a crap.
Yeah, definitely Weimar America. That's yeah. for sure.
Yeah.
Before I let the next caller go on, I know we're getting short on time.
All right, man.
I want to hit one thing though. That previous caller was talking about, and the flat Earth. whatever with that. You know, Admiral Robert Byrd. You heard of him, right? He was.
Oh yeah, the big Antarctica explorer.
And he's the one that. He said that he found evidence that the Earth was hollow.
Okay. Well, yeah, there's hollow earthers, flat earthers, and you know the people who know. You know, there's people that say the reptilians live down there that are eating humans. I mean, they're you know what I'm saying. There's some interesting. Well,
We had the myth of, look up, heaven above and hell below, and that might be simplistic, especially to an atheist, but there's always, a connection to, in old myths like that, there's maybe a connection to reality, and he's talking about the Russians drilling down and all the, and all the psychological problems that maybe the old drillers had.
Yeah, the screams,
Yeah, the screams, so. Maybe hell is right under our feet. Who the hell knows,
That's right. All right, Bruce. Thanks for listening, man. See ya. Let's take Mark in Philadelphia.
Hey, Ray, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Yeah, I want to bring it down to earth. I know 30,000 feet perspective is a going thing for that macro deal. But down on the planet Earth, we have to, have to get along here. So I want to bring up something to people's awareness. The only, this guy named John Grisham, maybe you've heard of him. He's written a few books, and a lot of them have been made into movies. And they're The Firm and The Runaway Jury and Pelican Brief and all. They're brilliant writings. And he himself is a lawyer, and then he became a prolific writer. About subject of law. So his only nonfiction book he's ever written is called The Innocent Man. And it's actually about two men, Ron Williamson and Dennis Fritz. Dennis Fritz was my brother's best friend. Anyway, now they have a series on Netflix called The Innocent Man. It's five parts, and it deals with Ron Williamson and Dennis Fritz's issue, and also a couple of other guys who were framed, or who weren't framed, but they were they had no justice, and this all happened in Ada, Oklahoma. But I encourage people to watch this because it reveals what's going on in our courts across our land in many, many, many counties, and it's travesty to the max. So, I know you're in the you're involved with the the penal system there somehow. So, and I brought this up to your attention before about And I think I brought to your attention that now Missouri is, and I'm originally from Missouri, Missouri is the fastest rate of incarceration in all of all the states right now. I don't know. I think I told you that before, so this whole deal about justice is totally ridiculous. We don't get justice. There's so many shams going on with these prosecuting attorneys and the lawyers playing good cop, bad cop, and basically, like 90-some percent never go to court because your own attorney will scare you into signing a plea. They pile on the charges and then reduce the number of charges, but you still sign to something admitting guilt. They don't ever have to prove a damn thing in law, right? So it's stacked against the local people, and they use scare tactics. It's just that's abhorrible. And,
Well, what's really messed up though is, and I get that these admiralty courts, the UCC, all these 14th Amendment, all this stuff. There's a lot of crazy lunacy with all that, and the meanings of words all that. At the same time, there is. Lawlessness abounds out on the streets, and so you're in a conundrum. Okay, we all know that we've all as a society have been bamboozled over a long period of time into becoming this corporate personhood, the straw man, all these things we know about. But at the same time, there's a both a moral, spiritual, and physical collapse going on around us, where good and decent people are being victimized at alarming rates out on our streets. The property crimes, the stealing, the violence, robberies, murders. And so we're stuck at a conundrum. We know the system is been metamorphosized into this monstrosity, but at the same time, you still have to try to hold the evil ones accountable. And so then a lot of people that are doing, like, you know, getting caught with drugs or that never did anything to anybody, they're the ones that are getting caught up in the middle of the whole thing. And that's that's the painful part that we all have to watch.
In other words, victimless crime. There's no victim. Yeah. Nothing happens, but the system is there to extrapolate and squeeze.
Well, the civil asset forfeiture. Civil asset forfeiture is off the charts. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Some Asian guy wins big at the casino, and he's got 20, you know, 15 or 20 grand on him, and the cop pulls him over and snatches the money because he's got that much cash.
So he must be a drug dealer, right?
Something like that. Those are the things that you really hate to see. The flashbangs getting thrown in the baby's crib when they're SWAT teaming the wrong house.
It's just ridiculous. So I agree with you. The hardened criminals, the ones that are doing real crime, they need to be dealt with. But it seems like I don't know that there's a priority for that in the system at all. I mean, they just get it whoever they can, and
communists that want to overthrow our system. They purposefully put their judges in to take care, to take it easy on the real psychos, and so they can get them back out on the streets while they catch up. You know, I mean, it's a long range, very sophisticated program to communize the society. Look what Lenin and those guys did. They opened up the prisons and they made those guys enforcers. And these are the ones shooting all the people in the head and torturing the priests and the nuns and stuff. I mean, really sick stuff. And then they had, you know, basically Jewish commissars over the whole thing, really getting their rocks off on doing that to all those Christian people.
And the reason why I'm bringing this up, Robert, is because you are involved at some level with that, and I don't know all the detail, but I'd appreciate in the future some report on that from what you gather is what's really going on with, you know, real justice, if there is such a thing.
My radio life is completely different from my personal life, and I like to keep it that way.
Right, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't mean the detail of what you do, but I'm talking about what you perceive from your perspective of what you do, what your perception is of what's really going on. If there's anything being done right in the name of justice anywhere in our land. I mean, I don't know that there is. I think they're all corrupt.
Sure, there is. You know, when detectives catch a murderer, you don't think that's right?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Anarchy's foolishness. You know what I'm saying?
Watch The Innocent Man and see. It's on Netflix. Watch The Innocent Man, folks, and check it out. Okay, thanks.
All right. Everybody, have a good week. We'll see what happens in the next 7 days. I found a fallen angel. Too wicked for Incendiary Radio, RBN. Thanks, Ken. And together we will wound. Together we will run.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.